talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers. This is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider.
Direct coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And I want to tell you about a Trump rally. I'll tell you about a Trump rally that's coming up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. There was a Trump rally in North Carolina that was canceled because Trump has been summoned to court to give testimony. Ivanka, too, by the way, on their finances. Remember, he is subject to a number of different deposition demands and subpoenas for various misconduct. Obviously, his people in the January 6th insurrection. So far, he hasn't been subpoenaed. But in Fulton County, Georgia, on the extortion of Brad Raffensperger, so far, he hasn't been subpoenaed. But in New York, he has been subpoenaed. In New York, he has been subpoenaed by Letitia James, the attorney general, to give testimony on his crooked finances. To give testimony on the fact that he will value buildings, very expensive buildings, one way for tax purposes and another way to inflate his assets to get loans. And you remember that he was being criminally investigated for that. That, by the way, is a felony. I've been involved in cases where, I know of cases anyway, where somebody will have some sort of dealership, and they'll inflate their inventory and then understate it for tax purposes. Alvin Bragg, the DA out there, a bad DA, terrible DA, got in on an identity politics campaign, pulled the plug, said that he couldn't convict Trump. So now it's all civil, but he has to testify. There is a rally coming up in Milwaukee on August 20 by Donald Trump. Keep that in mind. August 20, Donald Trump in Milwaukee. I don't know where it's going to be. But I think he has to be told, quite frankly, that we do not want his cult spreading up here. Go to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind 8, Jean of Eau Claire.
Good morning, Matt. Great show as usual. This has been truly the crime of the century. This has been an all-out attack on everything we hold near in the fabric of how we live in our country and how we exist, supposedly, with things going smooth, as, respect for our laws and our justice system, because if we don't have that, we don't have anything. And what we have here is like a weapon. Now, nobody in their right mind would just come and bomb the United States of America. But gal darn it, they are bombing us from the inside out. We got weapons, and we got them literally, and we've got them figuratively attacking us every gal darn day. And we almost had the most important part of our democracy explode right in our face. We saw this crime of the century. Every single person that was involved in this mass execution of our democracy, trying to take it out. Could you imagine if that would have went through? And people, I was shocked, Matt. I mean, I was shocked watching this. I was shocked. I couldn't believe it. Here, everything that I had learned and lived for in my country, even though I wasn't in the military, I did a lot of other things in my life, to watch this be attacked in front of my eyes. and these people were going to the Capitol. That that cry, that murderous cry, it play over, and every time I hear that thing, you can hear the hate in his voice. You can hear him going, because that guy lost, and he's going to take back what's his. But the most important part is every goddamn state, to include our state, pulling this clandestine attack. And those people
in our state. No, Gene, you're making excellent points. I love your passion, as always. And really what's going on here is, and we've been treating this in every show, and obviously we can't hit every attack on our democracy in every show, but they're doing it. There's a constitutional argument they have that the legislatures who are gerrymandered will pick the electors, not the presidential election. They are saying there's a case from North Carolina that the Supreme Court is hearing this fall that would say if they go a certain way, that the state Supreme Courts can do whatever they want and no court and no governor can intervene. And all of this is false. And let me tell you, I'm going to throw something out and then we're going to go back to the lines because we have somebody in the line. There's nothing in the Constitution that says that the Supreme Court can review or overturn anything. Did you know that? Nothing in the Constitution. The Supreme Court in Marbury v. Madison 200 years ago said they had that power. They're the only ones. They don't have an army. We're going to get to that some more. Go to the lines. Don, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Don?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Matt. You mentioned Watergate earlier when comparing the, you know, the January 6th attacks and the hearings to what was going on at Watergate. And, you know, I'm old enough to remember that, you know, President Nixon, we're talking about a breaking in and entering of a hotel room. And Nixon, you could argue, was loosely tied to it. You could say he had plausible deniability, and they did everything they could to cover it up because they knew back then that that was a big scandal coming from the White House. This was an actual public, violent, attempted overthrow of our republic, and I'm with you. Why isn't this being prosecuted? Why isn't this not, why aren't people more appalled by what had taken place?
Right. Yeah. You know, and that's excellent. And let me just hit the comparison thing. You know, some people go, well, there's no comparison. I think that's probably true. You know, I was around, obviously. I had just gotten out of the Navy when Watergate happened. And it was a burglary of in the Watergate Hotel, which is now, it's a, if you go by, the Watergate is a very upscale condominium type complex. But in any event, the Democratic National Committee had a headquarters there. And these guys, these burglars, were sent in to look through the files. Now, why they did that, remember, George McGovern was our nominee. It was clear Nixon was going to beat him. I have no idea why they did it. And the other thing, that was a physical burglary. Here we have Russia and other people hacking into the Democratic National Committee files. Electronically hacking in and stealing it by printing it out is no different from physically going in and copying copies of the copy machine. And everybody in the Republican Party is, oh, well, the Russians are, well, it was a burglary. They're a criminal government. But to get back to Nixon, Nixon, as far as I know, didn't order that burglary. He may not have even been told about it in advance. Where they got Nixon was on the cover-up. Once it came out, instead of Nixon firing people who needed to be fired and giving all the facts, and then he would have gone down in history as the guy that opened up relations with China. He's the one that put in the EPA, the Environmental Protection. Did you know that? The Environmental Protection Agency. Economically and socially, he would be looked on as a liberal right now. But he was a sneaky guy, and he covered it up. And, Don, I am going to say a scandalous thing that nobody will like to hear or that nobody would like to believe. The only reason Nixon resigned and was going to be impeached is because the Democrats had an overwhelming majority in the Senate. In the 74 elections, they had 67 seats. That's enough with no Republicans. And in those days, the filibuster was different. You had to get up on your feet and start reading the Bible and Shakespeare and all that until you fainted. Okay? So, you know, it's just different. And back then, back then, the handwriting was on the wall, and these Republicans were all sanctimonious, and they go, oh, well, Nixon, you got to get out. And then they go, psst, you better get out, because you're going to be impeached and convicted, and there's nothing we can do about it. Now we only have 50 Senate votes, and two of them are suspect. Manchin and Sinema, in my view, are quite suspect, very, very suspect.
Yeah.
They won't bust the filibuster, which they can easily, just majority, for Voting Rights Act, for anything. They won't bust it.
Right.
They won't bust it. So we have basically a minority, and somehow Schumer cobbled it together as a majority to get himself in as majority leader. Big difference now is, yes, what Trump did was a cover-up and wrong and sneaky, but it was not inciting people to go up and murder people in the Capitol with AR-15s and knives and brass knuckles and homemade napalm. I mean, that it was not.
Yeah.
Having said that, you need unnegotiable integrity in, you need it in the presidency. You cannot have a president who is putting himself above the country, who doesn't believe in the rule of law.
Yeah.
You cannot have a president, absolutely can't have a president, who says, I'm going to stay in power even though I lose an election, by overturning the results with a mob and with a sneaky thing. I'm going to have my Justice Department say this fraud and have state legislators like Voss just vote me in anyway. That will lead to revolution. That will lead to civil war.
Yeah.
That is what they do, Don, in Africa, Asia, Middle Eastern countries, jihadist countries. That does not happen in America. Don, thanks a lot for calling in. Excellent, excellent
you
comment.
Got it. Thanks, Matt.
Look forward to you calling in again in the future.
You got it.
Okay, well, there's a couple of things very, very important. Lindsey Graham down in Atlanta. Lindsey Graham down in Atlanta has been ordered to appear by a judge on August 2nd before a grand jury, and he's dragging his feet and he's saying he's a senator. He's on the Judiciary Committee. There he can't come in. This isn't ancient Rome, where they walked around in togas and lay on velvet couches and had people dangle grapes in their mouth. This is America. Get in there, Graham, or put him in jail for contempt. For a break, lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. This is my